Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your brother, Elohim. Here we are, live again on the air. I apologize for the last couple of weeks not being here. Went on a spiritual journey, and it worked out pretty good for me. I learned so much. We have to be in a constant state of learning as long as we are in this realm. Okay. The topic today is why it's so important for you to be tempted to do wrong or to disobey the rules. First of all, we always have to mention love, because love is the most important thing. Love is the key that's going to bring us together in all things. love is the act that makes others feel good, and we must embrace love, deal with love, and treat each other with love. You can tell people to remember the old saying, treat me like you want to be treated. I don't say that no more, because some people hate themselves and they treat themselves like crap, you know. And I sure wouldn't want them to treat me the way some people treat themselves, because they treat themselves terrible, you know. So I tell people to treat me the way Jesus treated the people. And then we'll be on the right track. We have a better idea of how we're supposed to conduct ourselves on each other and for each other, and make a big difference, you know. excuse me, I'm a little hoarse here today. So let's get right into the topic. Now, you know, most every week I give you a cipher. We talk about one of the teaching of Jesus as a cipher. And this cipher here is before Jesus made his journey, he had to climb the mountain, you know? And when he got to the top of the mountain, he was tempted to do wrong. Why was it so important for that to be in the scriptures that he was tempted to do wrong? Now, although he was tempted to do wrong, he overcame. He said, when they asked him to eat a piece of bread when he fasted, he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone." And when they asked him, told him, "If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down off the rock." And he said, "Don't tempt the Lord thy God." I mean, they were throwing things at him, you know. And they tried to bribe him. They asked him, and said, "Well, look, everything I say before you, I can give to you if you would pay homage to me," you know. And he turned that down too. He wouldn't let him. He wouldn't take the bribe, right? He wouldn't eat the food because it wasn't time for him to eat. And you know, he didn't do nothing dumb because he was tempted to do something, you know. Like destroy himself because he's going to heaven. Like people tell me, "I'm going to paradise," so they're in a hurry to die. You know, don't be in a hurry to fall for the temptations of the evil ones. Okay, the bottom controlled the top. What would happen if nobody broke the rules? Do you know how much money and how much profit they make on people breaking the rules and not doing what they're supposed to be doing? You know. It's absolutely amazing. Now, we talk about evil. Evil is the act, you know, evil is when somebody forces their will upon you. Now, if you think about that definition of evil and think about how this country was started, they forced their will on the indigenous people that were here. So, and they set up an empire. Now, that makes this, and everything that they're doing it by force. Okay? Now, if everybody followed the rules, okay, they wouldn't be able to force you into situations that will cause you so much stress, so much harm, you know? You know that the body is the temple, so why would you eat stuff that's no good for you? That's breaking the rules. If you're following you're following the Bible, and the things that were said in the Bible and told you what to eat and what not to eat, a lot of the things that you're consuming, you wouldn't consume. They have us consuming food-like products, even though they're not actually food. Food-like products, but not actually food, destroys our system. And what happens when we eat like that and not following the rules of the body? We're sick. We're taking medicine. We're on chemo. Everybody over 40 is on some kind of medication, taking some kind of drugs to prevent them from having some type of calamity, some type of problem, you know? And that comes from us breaking the rules. And they give us rule breakers teach us how to break the rules right from the beginning, because they need you to break the rules and to disobey laws so that they can get paid. If nobody broke the law, right, what would happen to this huge financial penal system where they have everybody working as slaves, dollar an hour? You know what I mean? They would shut down. They would not exist. They would have to close down because you wouldn't be participating in their madness. Okay? Now, what would happen if the people at the bottom forced the people at the top to follow the rules? You say, well, how do you force the people at the top to follow the rules? They are voted into office. If they don't do things that's going to help the people that voted for them, vote them out. Make them one-term people, and they will begin to get the message, and they will start doing what they're supposed to do. You can force them to follow the rules. And they are, once they understand that if we don't follow the rules, they're going to kick us out of office because they get some sweet pensions and medical and all that stuff by being senators, governors, and all that. You know, they get to control a lot. They have plenty of power. You can take that power away from them. They have power because they're acting in your stead. They're acting as your fiduciaries. They're acting for you. So if you don't like what they're doing, sit them down. And that's what's going on, you know. But it has to go a little further than that. We as a community have to start preparing people and putting money together so that we can actually pick the people that we want to actually run. Right now, the 1% are picking the people that are running right now. And we put our money behind whoever stands up. But we have to begin training people for those offices if we want good, righteous people in there doing the right thing, taking care of everybody and not just a few people. Okay? Now, see, the reason why I'm dealing with this subject here is that it's necessary for them to tempt you to do wrong. And unless you're using the Bible as a cipher, the teachings of Jesus as a cipher, you know, you won't understand why they're tempting you to do wrong, okay? You have to become an overcomer. You have to overcome the temptations that they're throwing at you. Now, how do you overcome these temptations? Well, they're tempting you to break the rules so they can lock you up and make all kinds of money off you. Then the first thing you need to do, you have to step back. You got to study the rules. Once you study the rules, you'll be able to understand what's going on. And basically, now, I know people call me a Bible thumper, but, you know, that's not a problem for me because this whole judicial system, it's set up based on the Bible, okay? And Yahshua ben Bedeah, whom they call Jesus, been given us ciphers so that we can understand how to overcome the temptations that they're throwing at us. Some of the temptations are by force. Now, you say, well, I'm grown and I can think for my, but when you're a child, you have children out there going to school who are being tempted to do this madness out here. And they don't know how to overcome because nobody's teaching them the Bible as ciphers. Jesus gave us some strong ciphers to help us overcome almost everything that's going on in this cipher. But they got us so caught up in the drama that we forget the actual real messages, the real cipher, that what's going on that's going to help us overcome what's going on. Now, we're going to be tempted to break the rules. One of the reasons, the main reasons that we break the rules is because we don't actually know, okay? So you have to spend time. You have to spend time learning the rules, okay? Now, they work very hard to keep you ignorant of the rules because if you don't know the rules, you're going to get caught up in the traps. One of the main things about the books that our ancestors left for us, that you got to read them, you have to study them, and you have to go from cover to cover. You can't just read certain passages in the book, especially in the Bible, and think you understand what's going on. No, you have to read that sucker from cover to cover, once you read the book from cover to cover, then you have to focus in on the teachings of Jesus as a cipher, because there's multiple messages in those passages, and you have to be able to read between the lines to actually know what's going on. You say, well, what do you mean the whole judicial system is set up based on the Bible? Okay, let's break that down just for a second, all right? Remember when they were, when they had Jesus on trial, okay? Pontius Pilate asked him, where are you from? He said, his kingdom is not of this world. So if his kingdom is not of this world, that means that the Romans don't have jurisdiction. It was a jurisdiction issue. The Romans don't have jurisdiction. The Sanhedrin don't have jurisdiction. And the only person that can try a live being is a live being. So they had to turn Jesus over to the people and let the people try him. And to make sure that they that he was crucified, they paid some of the people off, which is what we call jury tampering in the day. They paid some of the people off so that they can get the verdict that they wanted. Now, think about it. You have the judge, and you have the district attorney, okay? You have two people, you have your attorney, their attorney, you have the judge, and you have the people, the jury. You understand? Only the jury can actually try a person and find them guilty or not guilty unless you consent otherwise. You have to give your consent for the judge to try you. You have the right to be tried by jury, tried by live beings, see? Just the way it was set up in the cipher that Jesus left when he told you the story about him going to trial. You know what I'm saying? The whole system is set up based on that. You have the Romans on one side, the Sanhedrin on the other side, and you have the person that passed sentence on the other side. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be tried by the people, by your peers. Live beings trying live beings. So the whole system is set up just like that. But we don't actually look at it like that. We look at it from another perspective, because a lot of the preachers aren't teaching you the main reasons why Jesus left certain information, why certain stories were given to you. You know what I'm saying? The whole system is set up so that it can empower you. But what the wicked one has done, what the 1%, you know, what the 1% are doing, they're flipping the script so that it empowers them instead of the system empowering you. George Washington and them, they knew what they were doing. The Constitution wasn't written for you. It was written to control government, to protect you from them, because they knew how they were. They know that once they other people get into power, that they're going to do the same thing. The corruption and all that stuff going to set in. So they understood what was going on, and they were adamant Bible readers. They knew how powerful the book was. This is why they, they understood what was going on. See, we read the book, but don't understand what we read. We can't see what the book is actually saying, because in a lot of cases, they're turning you into slave-minded people that just follow the leader. And that's not how this whole thing is supposed to go down, you know? they make so much money from you not following the rules. They make millions off the prison system from people when they don't follow the rules. They make millions off drugs from people who don't know the rules of eating. They make millions of operations from people who don't know the rules of how the body operates. They make millions of distractions from people who don't know that they are supposed to be running the world. Let me say that again, because I know you didn't hear that. They make millions of distractions from people who don't know that they are supposed to be running the world. You know what I'm saying? I mean... They make means for people who don't know how the banking system works when they go buy their real estate. You're getting ripped off by the banks daily, the biggest criminal institution on the planet. But since you don't understand the rules of banking, you get right in there and get lost. You don't know that you actually can open up an account, okay, with the government and not use these banks that you're using. Because these banks are actually illegal operations. You know what I'm saying? But we don't know that, all right? So, I mean, there's just so much going on and so many things that they're trying to do because they make so much money off you. When they tempt you, they're in position to get paid. Their wealth comes from you falling victim to temptation. We talk about the prison system, right? Let's deal with the prison system. They're privatizing the prison. And through the judge and the people not understanding how the system works, they're forcing so many people into the prison. Now, who's lined up in the prison? It's the people that don't have any money. And they control which areas that the money flows in. If you got a poor neighborhood, it's because they're making it poor. It ain't poor just because you're black or white or you're Hispanic. It's poor because they're making it poor. They control the flow of commerce. Whoever controls the flow of commerce controls the economics in the neighborhood. Okay? That's what's going on right now. So they want to keep you in a position when they want a certain group to go to prison more than other groups, they take the money out the neighborhood. You got to survive. You ain't got no money, neighbor. You're going to do something. You're going to sell a drug, sell a cake. You're going to steal, rob, knock somebody in the head, whatever you have to do to live. And they know that. So this is how they're playing that game. They want you to fall victim to what they're setting up because this is how they're getting paid. And let's talk about all the unnecessary operations that people are getting because they don't know the body. The doctor tell you this, you just say, oh, yes, sir, okay, doc, go ahead and cut it off. But there's so many remedies out there without you getting all your body parts chopped up, operated on, and cut off, but you don't know these remedies because you're following what they're telling you rather than do the research yourself. In the book, it says, physician, heal thyself. How are you going to heal yourself if you don't study what everything is? You got to do some research. You got to study this stuff, or they will get paid on you all day long until you got a bad kidney. Are you sure you got a bad kidney before they take it out? You see what I'm saying? You need a kidney operation. Are you sure there's nothing you can do to restore that kidney? They tell you can't restore your kidney, but you can. If you switch to a high alkaline diet, your immune system will kick in and it will rejuvenate that kidney. I'm telling you. But we don't know what a high alkaline diet is. Why? We don't do no research. We don't do no studying. See what I'm saying? And you need to do the studying, okay? Now, the distractions. Oh, boy, that's a big one there. Let's talk about distractions just for a minute. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, tennis, gymnastics, oh, ping pong, pool. They got... You see all the different things having an javelin throwing, so much stuff to distract you from what you're supposed to be doing. You sitting here watching people kick a ball up and down the doggone field, and you're supposed to be up here running government. You're supposed to be knowing what your mayor's doing, what your city council is doing. How many of you sitting on city council, on some of the city council sessions? Nobody even go anywhere near that because that's somebody else's job. No, that's your job. You're supposed to be monitoring what these guys is doing because they're acting in your stead. You're giving them permission to act for you, and you need to know what these guys are doing. But instead, you sitting home on television while somebody knock a little ball into a little hole, hole in one, whatever they call it. You watching golf, basically, that's what I'm talking about. Or you watching a football game. I talk to people that know more about the stats and on basketball with the football, what the players have, how much they weigh, what they have done, how many passes they caught. Ask them something about government, they don't have a clue to what you're talking about. They're so distracted by what's going on, and they're making millions of dollars by distracting you. $100 a ticket to watch somebody run up and down a field? Think about that for a minute. Do you understand what I'm saying? Pushing liquor at you. They're pushing everything at you to keep you off course so that you don't know what's really going on. And let's talk about this banking fraud that they got going on. I mean, the fraudulent banking system, they took you off the gold standard, right? They instituted the Federal Reserve, which is an illegal institution. It's against the Constitution for the government to have a private institute, let's say a private instrument, that governs your money, that raises your interest rates on the loans and stuff. That's illegal. But who's complaining about it? Who's learning how to deal with shutting it down? Nobody. You know, gave you a piece of paper. The paper's only worth what you allow it to be worth. I say what you allow it to be worth. Because if you decide not to use that paper, they can't stop you from not using that paper. Okay? You can use gold if you want. Okay? You know, I mean, if you want to, they make it very uncomfortable for you to use a legal tender. Gold is legal tender. Silver is legal tender. They make it very uncomfortable for you to use these instruments. You know? Now they got you dealing with credit. Credit is just notes. Credit, man. Credit is the worst thing in the world that you can get involved in. Nobody should be using credit. They pumping this credit score. Let's get your credit score. Look, you put yourself on a 50% budget. Spend half, save half. And in a few years' time, you won't need credit. You need something, you can just go down there and buy it. Cash is king. Trust me, not credit. Cash is king, not credit. Okay, I'm telling you now. If you're going to do something, use cash. And then if you're saving money, don't pile all your money up in the bank. Take some of that money out. Put it in gold. Put it in diamonds. Put it in precious metals. Do something else with it. Because when the dollar collapses, now, I didn't say if. I said when the dollar collapses, you're going to need some type of collateral that people's going to accept, and then they're going to take that piece of worthless paper. That's what it is. They just print paper, put some designs on it, and give it to you. Well, you know, anything that the people will accept as tender, you can use. You can use Monopoly money if everybody accepts it. If you can go in a store and they'll take the Monopoly money, you can use that too. I mean, you know, but they control so much and control your mind, keeping you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. Jesus gave that cipher too. I know I keep talking about Jesus, but he was a bad boy. Why do you think they wanted him dead? The Romans, the state, wanted him dead. The church wanted him dead. What was this man talking about where everybody in power wanted him dead? He had to be talking about something pretty strong. You know, they told him, whose pictures on the doggone money? Caesar, or rend under Caesar with a Caesar. Money ain't no good. Give it back to him. Money is worthless. Got somebody else, you walk around with somebody else's picture on paper in your pocket, thinking it's worth something. He's telling you that it ain't worth nothing. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. See what I'm saying? I mean, the ciphers are there, but we're not being taught how to use the ciphers properly because they want to keep you in a state where they can make money off you all day long. Now, the position to get paid is what? Where's the position to get paid? It's the fishing lanes. Okay? What do you mean by fishing lanes? When Simon went out on a boat, he said, come on, get on the boat. They couldn't find no fish. Well, I would have fished that. There's the water flows in a certain manner. This is how we travel from Africa to here and all over the planet, because you have current flows. And the fish use the current flow as schools to travel all over the ocean. Jesus knew where the currents were. He sent them out to where the currents were. He threw the net out in the middle of the fishing lane and caught all the fish he wanted. Now, what are the fishing lanes today? The fishing lanes are the advertising, okay? He controls all of the advertising. Those are the fishing lanes. What are you fishing? You're not fishing for fish. You're fishing for people to buy your products. Tyson out there to get your products done. How are you gonna live? They know that. This is why it costs so much money to run for president. Because the fishing lanes are so expensive that only the 1% can afford to use them. Think about it. When you watch the television, all the commercials seem to be about the same thing from the same people. All the channels, whether you come on YouTube, I don't care what you cut on, they're there. You know what I mean? Because they are in control of the fishing lanes. They're there on purpose. They know what they're doing. You don't know what they're doing. See what I'm saying? And when he came, I'm going to make you a fisher of men, what was he talking about? Why would he have to fish for men? He was showing him the fishing lanes for men. Walking on the water. What does that mean, walking on the water? The Uniform Commercial Code. The commercial code. That's all about the water, all about the sea. You have to learn that you have to learn what the UCC is all about. Okay? I mean, these are ciphers. He has us trained. I'm talking about the 1%, I shouldn't say he, because 1% of men and women. They come in all colors. Don't just think that the European is the only 1% out there. They come in all colors and they're all over the planet. Okay? But I'm just saying, you know? They have the fishing lanes so locked down, so tied up, that unless you're one of the boys, you can't effectively sell your products. We have to create new fishing lanes. That's what we're supposed to be doing with the churches, with the mosques, with the synagogue, with the different groups, the UNIA, the MOVE organization, the Panthers, and Noble Dry Lee, and Elijah Muhammad, all these groups are supposed to be new fishing lanes that the people can use. But they're hoarding the fishing lanes. Now, you can't use the fishing lanes unless you become part of their group and giving them tithes every week and money every week. So they're cutting you off from a fishing lane that you actually should supposed to have access to. And this is what's going on. This is why the communities are failing, because the leaders aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. You understand what I'm saying? I get a little carried away with this because this is so important. They have us, and before we go to the commercial, they have us trained to think about the future and about the past. We don't think in the now, because this is the only reality. Right now, this is the only reality. The future is determined by what you're doing now. The past is determined by what you're doing now. And if you're constantly talking and living in the past, okay, your future is going to get away from you. And if you're constantly talking about the future, see, the present is going to get away from you, and you won't realize your future. You see what I'm saying? So we need to talk about now. We're talking about the problems we're having and what's going on and what we need to do about it. Are you doing personally right now to change this thing around? See, mentally, you actually have control over this planet. Let me say that again. I know you didn't hear that. Mentally, you have control over the planet, but you have to begin exercising that control in the now, not in tomorrow, not in yesterday, but in the now, okay? We talk about all these great leaders that have came, but that's what they did. What did you do to compare to what they did? They're not greater than you. There's nothing greater than what you see in that mirror anywhere in the universe. Anything anybody else has done, you can do too, because you're carrying power. We're so powerful, but they have got us convinced. They say, oh, nobody can do what you do. Jesus is my savior. Yes, he can save you if you listen to what he's saying. And he's telling you,
he that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do what you do. He's saying you can be greater than him. He's not saying don't be satisfied with what I did. You get out there and do better than what I did. That's what he's telling you to do. But that's not what they're teaching in the church. Oh, nobody can be like Jesus, but that's not what Jesus is saying. See what I'm saying? Don't let them hype you up on Jesus where you're not getting no work done. Okay? Don't let them do that. Do what Jesus did. Okay? Don't follow what they say. He said, I say. Do what he did. It tells you in the book what the man did. Okay? Jesus didn't collect no tithes. So why when you go into the church, they ask me for your bank statement? Jesus didn't collect no tithes. Charity is fine, but he didn't collect no tithes. So why are they collecting tithes? Who are they really following? Moses collected 10%. Now Jesus came and did away with all that crap. But they're right back into it again. They're making slaves out of you. Okay? They're trying to control your mind. Whoever controls your mind controls you, because your mind controls everything. Everything is mental. Everything. Okay? I got a little carried away. I apologize. And I also apologize for the last 2 weeks, because I was interrupted by everything and went on a spiritual journey, and it lasted for 8 days, which encompassed 2 Sundays. It came at a weird time, but sometimes when it's time to learn, it's time to learn. You shut everything down and you go study and you learn, because there's so much information coming in through the ether, through the mind, that all of the knowledge of the universe is at your disposal. You can learn so much if you go within, because that's where the information is at. A DNA activation will kick you into another realm of thought. Well, I don't want to get too far into that, but that's a whole nother show. But right now, we're going to do the commercial, and then I'm going to open up the mics, because I know some of you might have comments. I really thank so many people calling back in. I said, I missed 2 weeks, but maybe anybody's going to call, they're going to listen to me this week. They're going to be doing something else. But the switchboard is full. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. this is the Elohim Radio Show every Sunday. Almost every Sunday. We missed about 3 Sundays. So at 3 p.m. until the rest of your time, we're here. We're calling number 646-564-9888. And if you want to speak or have something to say, you press 1. And if you want to give a shout-out about your company or whatever, you just press 1. I'm going to do that. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of the phone number. So if you have a company or a group, and if you want to give a shout-out, please feel free to do so. We released our first CD. It's a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus Coming CD. The link is CD Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. That will take you right in, and you can purchase the CD and help us out a little bit if that's what you want to do. But the CD has tones in it to help activate the pineal gland, okay? A lot of the tones in there are around 72.3 megahertz to help activate that pineal gland. So if you meditate to the CD, now it's done commercially. So there's things in there, if you listen to, some of you might like, some of you might not like as far as some of the wording is concerned, but it's a commercial CD. And the tones are there. If you listen close, I dropped some information in there too. That you can bite on, okay? Also, the book is out, Toronto Scriptures Part 2. That's on CD Baby as well. You can check us out. Also, if you just want to listen to it for a little while, listen to all the songs, you can go on YouTube and type in the search engine as you get on YouTube, Elohim Christ, and all the CDs will come up, and you can listen to the songs like that if you want to, okay? Now, right after we go off at 3 o'clock, the Will I Am show comes on, and boy, he be dropping. I missed the show last week. He's talking about God and the universe. Man, I really wanted to hear that, but hopefully, in the next week, he'll run that show again. Okay. His call-in number is 218-632-0460, and the PIN number is 726-476-687-POUND. That's 726-476-87-POUND. That's his PIN number, and you can get right on the show.
I listen to what he's talking about. I like his show because he really be dropping some jewels. I would like to give a shout out to the about Horace Butler for his Black History book on Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. Just to give you just a small example, I don't have much time, I'm only for an hour. The Americas, because I had trouble with America being named after Amerigo Vespucci, which it wasn't, and named after being named after Amerigo Vespucci. That's the name that they're throwing out there, but it wasn't. The Americas was called the Americas before the European even came here. We had a global empire. Montezuma came over here on an armada of ships to help colonize or to help colonize this whole area. We had a global empire. We had a Olympics and everything else. Well, it wasn't called the Olympics then, but we had the stadiums and all that before they even got here. And the reason why they attacked the Americas 4 or 5 times, the European, and they got their butt kicked every time, because they had to fight from Haiti all the way down to Mexico. But that's just part of the stuff that you can get out of Horace Butler's book. And he had the evidence and the proof to back up everything else. To back everything up, okay? Let me keep going over again. That's a whole nother show, okay? Now, I would also like to give a shout out to the Legacy of the Nation show, hosted by Mack and Son. They come on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. they talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 347-677-0533. 1533. And I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out on so many guys that on the radio every week trying to give you information at this little 60 seconds. Well, there's still 2 minutes. That is 2 minutes out of the hour is not too much to just to mention the fact that they're there. Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Joe. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call in number is 347-215-8040. You can also get her on website at NikkiLoveWuna.com, WNOM.com, okay? And I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia and has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Baby, then type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton now for more information at 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers, who have just released a new CD album called Reflection. For more information on the album and how to book the gospel, we call Patrick at 215-47-1419. I've seen these guys stood out, and they're good. Trust me. So it'd be a real treat to check them out, okay? And I also would like to give a shout out to RBG Industries. 1920 LLC. They make design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a tailor-made outfit, call 609-685-828. Okay. And I also like to give a shout out to the Black Cross Nurses. I remember by Fia Muhammad, but for some reason, which comes here, they don't have her number on it. So you can call me at Disney House for me. And if you want to get in touch with us, FEMA, she's probably UNA 178 and 63rd Gerard out of Philadelphia, okay? number for number for me is 215-294-0223. Okay, that's from 9 to 5. You can call me anytime of the week from 9 to 5, and if you want to chit chat or talk about anything, that would be good. Okay. And I'd also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopath healers and doctors, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355, and Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-384. They have no reason to be sick, but these guys have natural remedies, natural cures that will help you out. Just give them a call, okay? So So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you have. No, I don't think nobody deserves to be sick. So so just give them a call, and don't worry, be healthy, okay? Now, I'm going to open up the mic, so anybody have a comment, anything they want to say, they're going to open the mics. And, now, on your dial, if you have a comment or you want to say anything, just press 1. I'll get right to you. Now, I'm going to have to, there's so many numbers on here that all of them don't fit on the screen, so I have to scroll up and down. So it might take me a minute to get to your number, but I will get to it, okay? Okay, we have 6855. Last 4 days of 6855. The mic is open. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing today?
Blessed. Thank you for coming back. Missed you for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That gave me a cool little smile. I appreciate that, you know?
Respect. We appreciate you. You said the number for the doctors that you just mentioned. Can I get that number again?
Yes, you sure can. Dr. Paul, his number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is, you got it?
You said Dr. Paul?
Yeah, Dr. Paul. That's his number.
Okay.
215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864.
3864. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And that's Dr. Bill.
Right, that's Dr. Bill.
Okay. All right, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate the information you're sharing, bro. You really, you got my mind wide open right about now. I appreciate it, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you calling in and giving us a shout-out. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you calling every week because it makes me feel good to know that so many people are listening, you know, and are in tune to what we're talking about. So thank you very much, okay?
Yes, indeed. Be blessed.
You do the same. Okay, so we're going to move right along here, okay? Okay. Now, suing the people, and here's how the lawyers are making so much money, okay, by suing people who have sold you drugs that were bad. Okay, we got another caller. Let me click on hold on. I see these numbers come up. I have to click on. So last 4-5-2-9-8. You're on the air. You have a comment or statement something you'd like to make?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Elohim? This Brother Will, I am, man. Yeah.
Hey, Brother Will, how you doing today, man?
Man, what's going on, brother? Once again, you on point, man. I love sitting and listening to you because you stay on point, man, with everything that's going on and you understand the concepts.
Oh, okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And since you're on the air here, can you still hear me? You know, they just flipped you off. I didn't do that. You didn't have a mic back. Brother Will? Brother Will, you're still there? No, his mic just went off, and I didn't do that. Okay. Brother Will, what you might have to do is, if you can hear me, hang up, call back in, and hit 1 again. Okay, we got him now. Let's see here.
Yeah,
so
hey, brother Elohim. Yeah, this me. Yeah, you know how them folks do, man, when we get up on these lines, man. They just knock me off. You know how it is.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I got a thing, I call, the number has dropped, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, since
you know
here,
how they do.
Since you're here, the show is coming on in a few minutes. You want to let them know what your show is?
My show is it's going to be Superman versus Human, and that's going to be a deep subject on who's the Superman and who is the Human, and I hope everybody tune into that because I'm gonna drop some serious jewels on that. And also, next week, the first week of September, you was off last week, so I made that announcement. So I'm gonna make it again since you didn't have your show. Next week in September, For the next 7 weeks, I'm going to each week on the show, I'm going to break down one of the chapters in the Kabbalion. So I'm going to go through all the seven principles of the Kabbalion. Each week I'm going to do all of those, and I'm going to walk it right through the book on each one of those chapters so they can have a clear understanding. About that, when you get to the end of the book, everybody, you know, it's going to touch some souls, I promise you.
Oh, boy, that's amazing, because there's so much information in the book if we're given to the people properly. You know, rather than hyping them up and giving them information that they left so that it will enhance the people's lives right now.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not yesterday, but right now. And that
right now,
really
exactly.
Good. Yeah. But I'll be looking forward to, you know, I'll be looking forward to hearing that. Over the next 7 weeks, you're going to be doing that.
Yeah. Every week I'm gonna do a chapter in there. So the first week it was gonna be mentalism. When we talk about the mental, what you were just breaking down about the mental, we're gonna go heavy into that. And then the next week I'm gonna break down the next chapter. And then the next week chapter, because it's seven principles. So we're gonna break down each principle every week. So if for those who don't understand how the Kabbalion operates, I'm gonna walk you through it. So by the time we get to the end of the book, the seventh principle, everybody should have some clarity or some type of energy understanding that process, because we're going to go heavy into those.
Okay. Well, we need those books broken down, especially from brothers like yourself who are just here delivering a message to activate our DNA and help us get more in tune with who we actually are and what's really going on out there, you know? And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you as well. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now, I'd like to just give a shout out for Brother James. He calls in every week and he listens every week, and he gives me messages about other shows and phones. I can check on them. And he lost his brother today, instead of down the cards for that. So I'd like to just give him a shout out and tell him I'm sorry for the loss, and hope that that they can get through that without a lot of without too much stress. Okay.
Hey, Brother Ellen Haynes. Brother Ellen, you remember me and you talked about off the air a couple of days ago? We was talking about the trust form, you know, the trust situation. Remember me and you talked about that the other day. I'm gonna go into that on class, and I'm gonna break that down deeper so everybody else can understand the concept with when me and you was kicking it. I'm gonna put that energy out there so they can truly understand how to work a trust, because everything is a trust. Every corporation out here that exists has to go through a trust. And that's how you get your grantors, your executors, your CEOs. So I'm going to break that down to let everybody know it's a trust. Even if you ain't set up one, or if the government set up one, there is a trust out there with your name on it. So you need to, and I'm going to go into that today too, so everybody can be have some idea of that and start working those avenues. So I'm going to touch on that today as well.
Yeah, because in reality, the paper's mightier than the sword, you know. And between an affidavit and those trusts, if they can learn how to manage and work those things, we'll be able to access the system a little better and be able to get a lot more done and protect ourselves.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
And so we're going to move on here. We got about, 12, 13 minutes left. So, we talked about the fishing lanes. We talked about how they're in position to capitalize on the fishing lanes when we're fishing for men, how we're making it so difficult for us to get our products out there. And the organization that was supposed to be creating fishing lanes for us have gotten greedy and want you to join the operation. But a lot of times if you're a Christian and you want to use some of the Muslim fishing lanes, to use some of the fishing lanes. And if you're a Muslim and you want to use some of the Christian fishing lanes, you shouldn't have to become a Christian to use the fishing lanes. You should be able to be where you are, because that's between you and the Creator. I'm using the term Creator.
Exactly.
But that's between you and the Creator where you are. And it's not your job to change a person to be anything. It's your job to be what you're supposed to be. And if you're acting out of love,
doing the right thing. When they meet and see you, they'll change because they want to be like you are because of the way you're acting and the things that you're doing. You know what I mean? So we need to, whatever group that you're in, whatever group that you're part of, need to talk to your leaders and get them to open up some of these facilities that we can have access and sell our products without spending the $50,000 for a 30-second ad, because that's what they're charging out there, 30 seconds, 50 grand for 30 seconds. What startup business can afford that type of advertising to have access to the fishing lane, you know? So if you do have a group, open up the advertising. Mention if you're on the radio, mention sometimes the groups can't. The new businesses can't actually pay for advertising, you know? They'll take some of the names down and just give them 10 seconds or 15 seconds just to give them a phone number or address or the range, and that will help them a lot, okay? Now, the 1%, the lawyer, see, by you taking this medicine, and they're actually getting paid. Or if you not understanding the body and taking this medicine that they're giving you, taking the drugs that they're offering you, because the drugs that they're offering you is more dangerous than the disease that you have. And so they're set up so that when the doctors give you these bad drugs coming out from the pharmaceutical industry, they're set up to sue the pharmaceutical industry to make money. So it seems like they're getting remedy. But they give you maybe $100 million when you call, they give you $100 million for remedy for the drugs destroying your body, and they done made $1 billion off of it. So $1 billion minus $100 million, they'll gladly pay $100 million. And that's what's going on out there. They're making so much money that they only have to pay 10% back in fines. That's why they keep doing what they're doing, you know? And they advertise.
I was just saying, I was agreeing with you. I said, you're exactly right. My bad. I'm going to put myself on mute because I didn't know you heard me. My bad.
Okay. So yeah. when they advertise this stuff, you know, they know exactly what they're doing, okay? Now, they sue people who operate on you because they mess up the operation. The third leading cause of death in America. Now, listen to this very carefully. The third leading cause of death in America is the doctors. And you say, wait a minute, that can't be true. Who put that information out? The American Medical Association put it out. Google it up. If you don't believe me, go check it out. Go look it up for yourself. The third leading cause of death in America is the doctors. Now think about it. When a doctor graduates from Harvard or Princeton, whatever their school they're graduating from, some graduate with A's, some graduate with B's. How do you know whether you're getting an A doctor or a D doctor when you go to the hospital? You know, oh, boy. I got carried away here. I only got about 90 seconds left. So so I'm going to run through this real quick. Anyway, how do you know whether you're getting an A doctor or a B doctor? You don't know. You have to do some more studying. You have to do some more research. Start studying now. Start learning now what to eat. When to sleep, what to do, what you have to do, and you'll be able to live. I like to just go back to love for a minute because love is so important. We don't know how to love. We have to learn how to love. That's another thing that Jesus tried to teach us, how to love. You know, so if love is the act that make others feel good. The way you acted when you first got together with your spouse or with your husband, that's how you're supposed to be acting all the way through. You know what you're saying? I don't know. We were together for a couple of years, and all of a sudden he just changed or she just changed. I don't know where that person came from. They didn't know what love was. When you first got together, acting all nice and good to each other, that was the love. If you kept those acts going, you'll be staying together for a long, long time, okay? Got about 10 seconds, so I like to just say that love is the act that makes us feel good, and we will see you next week, same time, okay? Thank you for everybody that's called in. I appreciate it. Much love.